Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. LeBron James' son, Bronny, I believe he's about 18 years old, has going to be playing for USC Trojans basketball. Apparently had to be rushed to the hospital in cardiac arrest. Collapsed during a basketball workout. We are being told he's out of the ICU. We're being told that he's recovering. But, of course, it's making a lot of people nervous. A lot of prayers being sent out to Bronny, LeBron, his wife, and his family at this time. But scary, scary stuff when you see a child, a teenager, he's 18, still to all of us older folk, little babies, you know. When you see something like this happen, it's frightening. And it's very, very frightening because even though these collapses that happen during athletics are rare, we as parents feel like we hear too many of them. One is too many. And when you hear that a child or a young, in-shape athlete collapses in cardiac arrest, one is, what is cardiac arrest? Well, cardiac arrest is an arrest of the heart or a stoppage of the heart. Not necessarily a heart attack. A heart attack is where part of the heart muscle loses blood supply and then that muscle can't work. Then the heart could go into cardiac arrest, where then the heart stops. So cardiac arrest is where the heart will stop doing its function. It could be electrical, it could be vascular, it could be from trauma. So cardiac arrest is deadly. It can be deadly. And for him during a workout to undergo that and then need to be taken to the hospital to ICU, the first thing we always want to do is resuscitate them. But number two is we want to figure out the why. Sharif, Shaquille O'Neal's son, had, I believe, a cardiac issue. He had, though, something that was more congenital. I believe he had a right anomalous coronary artery as opposed to a more biologically acceptable left coronary. The right anomalous coronary artery could unfortunately affect the heart and affect the heart's function, and I believe he even had to have surgery. So that was Shaquille O'Neal's son, Sharif. So with Bronny, we don't know exactly what's going on. All we know, according to TMZ, is he's out of the hospital. In fact, here's the statement from the family. Yesterday, while practicing, Bronny James suffered a cardiac arrest. Medical staff was able to treat Bronny, take him to the hospital. He's now in stable condition, no longer in ICU. We ask for respect and privacy for the James family, and we will update media when there is more information. And, of course, the spokesperson says LeBron and Savannah wish to publicly send their deepest thanks and appreciation to the USC medical and athletic staff for their incredible work and dedication to the safety of their athletes. So, of course, people are asking me, was it, did Bronny get the vaccine? Here's the issue we have. When a heart stops beating, there could be a thousand different reasons why. I understand that we have millions of parents a little concerned that they might have given their child something that could have weakened their heart, such that if their child is athletically involved or does a rigorous workout, they could be at risk. Unfortunately, we doctors don't have a lot of answers because COVID can also affect the heart. And we shouldn't be talking about this in light of what Bronny could have, but I know many of you are asking, was Bronny vaccinated for COVID? And I think it is still a valid question. I don't want any parents or anybody being silenced for inquiring, because we've had reports that more younger people are now succumbing to heart failure. We're having more cardiac-related issues in the younger population. So I think all theories have to be looked at. Is cell phone use a risk? Is COVID a risk? Is the COVID vaccine a risk? Is playing video games a risk? Is it something genetic? Is it that some of these workouts are just too much for an average heart? And the average heart cannot handle a 10K marathon or hours upon hours of activity. You know, I watch the Golden Knights play, and when you see them, the starters, go for the whole period, and you don't see a lot of breaks in between, you just wonder, you know, can the heart keep up? And many athletes are able to do it. I know 60, 70-year-olds that could run marathons, piece of cake, but every now and then you hear people collapsing. And my recommendation has always been that every single person going into sports, whether it's a student athlete, a grown-up, gets a very thorough heart exam. We should not be diagnosing congenital heart issues after the fact. We should know if a child has a congenital heart issue day one. Now, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, this is going to cost money. We can't examine every baby's heart. Why not? Is it really that expensive to do an ultrasound just to make sure everything's in the right place? Is it really that difficult? And then when it comes to sports, is it really that difficult to have a kid do a stress test? Run on a treadmill? We'll hook you up, and we'll see if there's any sort of vulnerability to the heart or any sort of strain the heart is undergoing. You know, I understand testing and doctor's time and tech time cost money. But we're spending so much money already in the government on things that are not life-saving. Why don't we maybe shift some more funding to cardiac exams, thorough ones, for all these student-athletes? Now, we do have sports physicals, so many of us medical providers do sports physicals for a child before they go into their sports, and we can do a lot by listening and using our stethoscope. There's a lot we can pick up. But some of these sports physicals are done at busy fairs or in busy gymnasiums with people talking. And so, you know, when somebody does collapse, they go, well, how did the doctor clear them? Well, the child might have sounded fine when they were sitting there at rest, but did we really put them on a treadmill? Did we ultrasound them? So personally, I think we are at the point, even with the low rate of these happening, because our athletics and the demand we're putting on people's hearts for athletes is a lot, I think we should probably have much more thorough heart exams for anybody going into sports. Honestly, for everybody. Anybody born, I think, should have a good heart exam. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So yesterday we told you that a 45-year-old male had died paddleboarding near the Obama family home on Martha's Vineyard, the south shore of it. His identity has been revealed as of last night. It's Tafari Campbell. He was employed by former President Obama as, I believe, a sous chef, and he was visiting Martha's Vineyard at the time of his passing. This is according to a Monday news release from Massachusetts State Police and being reported by CNN. Campbell was reported missing early Sunday evening after going paddleboarding. He went into the water, appeared to briefly struggle to stay on the surface, and then submerged and did not resurface. Another paddleboarder on the pond with him at the time witnessed him go underwater. Massachusetts Environmental Police officers recovered his body at 10 a.m. on Monday from Edgerton Great Pond. Police had used a side-scan sonar from a boat to locate him, and divers from the department's underwater recovery unit recovered his body about 100 feet from the shore. He was at a depth of about 8 feet. So we're not exactly sure what happened. He apparently also worked for the Bushes. I believe he worked for the Bushes at the White House. The Obamas asked him to stay on. And he was a sous chef at the White House. And then he continued to work for President Obama's family, former President Obama's family, at his Martha Vineyard home. Or maybe his other homes as well. So the Obamas had spoken out. They said Safari was a beloved part of our family. When we first met him, he was a talented sous chef at the White House, creative and passionate about food and its ability to bring people together. In the years that followed, we got to know him as a warm, fun, extraordinary, kind person who made all of our lives a little brighter. That's why when we're getting ready to leave the White House, we asked Safari to stay with us. And he generously agreed. He's been a part of our lives ever since, and our hearts are broken that he's gone. Today we join everyone who knew and loved Safari, especially his wife Charisse, their twin boys Xavier and Seven, in grieving the loss of a wonderful man. The Obamas were not at the residence at the time of the incident. So now they're investigating his death. Could it have been a cardiac event? Could it have been he got caught when he fell over? When you see things like this, that's a very, very common activity. Of course, people want answers to know what are the risks, what are something that could have happened that they need to be aware of. And it's sad to see that this happened to a young man, only 45, father of twins, and hopefully we'll get some answers soon. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ron DeSantis and his team were involved in a car accident. They were traveling to an event in Chattanooga, Tennessee, when apparently they were, we don't have a lot of details about the accident, how it occurred, how many people or vehicles, but what we do know is he's okay. Most of his staff is okay. They say he and his team are uninjured. A female staffer did suffer a minor injury, but continued on to the event and was treated there. The staffer was assessed on site by medical personnel and cleared to depart. So the crash involved DeSantis' four-vehicle motorcade on the I-75 south of East Brainerd Road, and a call about the accident happened at about 8:15 a.m. So they think maybe what happened is the motorcade came up on slow traffic and the lead vehicle had to brake quickly, which caused a rear-end collision involving the other vehicles. All the vehicles involved were government vehicles, accompanying Governor DeSantis and his team. So he's been on the trail right now. Glad he and his team are okay. There's been a lot of polls surrounding, you know, how he's doing versus Trump versus Tim Scott. And, you know, I think it's too early to say. I think a debate is going to be happening in the next month. It's interesting seeing everybody. Nikki Haley is holding off a little bit. She wants to wait till after the school year starts, which makes sense. She hasn't spent a lot of money right now because she said that she wants to wait till after the school year starts. Excuse me. I'm sorry, I got the hiccups. Because people are in school, they're still on vacation. Right now, politics isn't necessarily the next election isn't necessarily on their mind. But people keep asking, you know, what's going to happen? Are we really going to be looking at a Trump-Biden election? I expect the unexpected. You know, right now, Trump is leading in the polls by a lot. Biden says he's going to run. I really would be shocked if, based on what's been going on with Biden, he's going to run again. I know he wants to. As I've said, he's not going to want to look like he was asked to step down. If he does leave, he's going to probably do something big and bold to cement his legacy, especially in light of what's coming out now in terms of Hunter and the business dealings. So I wouldn't be surprised if Biden, if he doesn't move on to the next election, he promotes Kamala, where he resigns early, promotes Kamala Harris, makes her the first president, so he gets credit for that. I know that sounds like a long shot, but that's just been something I've been feeling he might do. And then Kamala goes into the next election as an incumbent. I know that seems like a long shot, but honestly, I don't think he's going to want to go down as people thinking of him as being cognitively struggling or senile or having dementia or being a weak president. So he might want to go and look like he did something historic. That's just my guess. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens, but I would be very surprised if he runs again. And if people vote for him, but he still has, what, 10, 20, 30% of people saying, oh, yeah, I'm happy with Biden. Trump, however, is still leading, and he's holding wide leads. And it's fascinating to see the I've never seen a candidate with so many people that love him and so many people that hate him. You know, when it came to Mitt Romney, now, you didn't really hear people say they loved or hated him. Same thing with McCain. But, you know, when it comes to Trump, people are pretty passionate about it. And surprisingly, with everything going on and all the indictments and things he's been accused of, he keeps getting stronger. And I think he will continue to get stronger because his case is being made that they keep going after him and not anybody else. And it's a very, very smart campaign slogan or narrative where they're going to keep coming at me. They're going to keep coming at me. And you know, whether he's guilty or innocent, it just the people could agree on. It's always about Trump. Yeah. You know, what about anybody else? That's, you know, where's all the other DAs and advocacy for justice when it comes to everything else? And so it does stand out, and it makes people start to scratch their head. We're being told that according to The Hill, Fox Business polls found that Trump has the support of 46% of Republican primary voters surveyed in Iowa, 30 percentage points more than Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, 16% Senator Tim Scott. Oh, DeSantis is 16%, Tim Scott has 11. So these polls, I mean, how many times? I think Huckabee won the Iowa GOP caucus a couple times. I like Huckabee, nice guy, former Governor Huckabee. So, you know, it counts, but I don't think anybody could predict what's going to happen with the election. We know that the Trump, one of the Trump cases is going to be in May of 2024. I think it's going to help him. I don't think, and I think the reason why is when you have somebody that has always been kind of beat up in the media, whether it was validated or not, there's not a lot of new information. Those who know Trump and dislike him are probably not going to change your mind. Those who like Trump, despite everything that's been said about him, I don't think there's going to be anything new that changes their mind. He's had people coming out saying they assaulted him, that he made out with somebody in a department store, what new is going to come out that's going to make people go, I don't think I like him. Those who love him want him partly because they like him, but the other part is because they can't stand where the country's going. Those who like Biden either like him or they go, you know, I'm doing okay. I'm not doing that bad. Things are working for me under Biden. Don't rock the boat. And you do have many individuals who have done better since Biden's been in power. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Talks resuming today between UPS and Teamsters in the hopes of agreeing on a new contract. That current agreement expires July 31st, and the union is already set to strike. UPS officials say they're focused on reaching an agreement. Investigators could be wrapping up their crime scene work at the Nassau County home of the accused Gilgo Beach serial killer as soon as today. Authorities carried out boxes of evidence, brought in excavation equipment, and found a vault with 200 guns at Rex Huerman's home in Massapequa Park. The blistering heat wave that's been hitting the Southwest for weeks expanding toward the middle of the country. That oppressive heat has turned increasingly deadly, with dozens of people dying from heat-related illnesses. Corey Myers, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for years I told you that I do not like it when you skip breakfast. I thought skipping breakfast was always a bad idea. And the reason why is the majority of my patients who were diabetic were breakfast skippers before they were diabetic. I remember my father, never ate breakfast, wasn't hungry. I've had family members, we don't eat breakfast. And they all become diabetic. I have diabetes on both sides of the family. I should be diabetic. Thank God I'm not. And one thing I credit is I exercise every day, try to watch what I eat, although I do have a sweet tooth, but I eat breakfast. I have to eat breakfast. And I think eating breakfast protects against diabetes. I have said that for years. I've tried to tell my patients skipping meals and then only eating one or two meals a day can tax your pancreas. I believe your body is designed to eat more methodically, more consistently. You have a pancreas that shoots out insulin. It doesn't want to only work once or twice a day. It wants to, it's been built for the average baby and the average human. If you notice, babies will feed every few hours. Babies don't come out and only want to be fed once or twice a day. And the body can manage the nutrition better if they get it more methodically than one big, huge meal or two big, huge meals a day. And that's what we do in America. In America, we eat one meal, we eat two meals. If you notice in Europe, they have high tea, low tea, maybe breakfast, maybe a brunch, they eat a little bit differently. Maybe before dinner they'll have a little cheese and wine, you know, along the river Paris sign. Maybe there's methodical calories going in. And so I've never been a fan of somebody skipping breakfast. I understand some of you do really well with intermittent fasting. And different strokes for different folks. But for the majority of the public, especially if you're at diabetes risk, don't be skipping breakfast. It needs to be a healthy breakfast. Well, now we have a study that agrees. That would be nice if they agreed with me years ago. But Spanish and French researchers found that those who ate breakfast before 8 a.m., reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes by 60%. Eating dinner after 10 p.m. also increased risk of diabetes. So they say this study is clashing with current research, but to me it's been a no-brainer. You shouldn't be skipping breakfast and you shouldn't be eating dinner too late. That's advice I remember hearing in the 80s. This isn't brand spanking new information, but they have a study going, So they looked at 100,000 adults, 79% were women. They, I believe they looked at age, white, other condition, weight, height, other conditions. And then what they did is they recorded what they ate and drank over a 24-hour period across three non-consecutive days, as well as when they ate a meal. They averaged these for the first 2 years, followed up, looked at the participants' health over 7 years, and they recorded 1,000 new cases of type 2 diabetes during the study, and the risk that was 60% higher were the ones who ate breakfast after 9 a.m. or skipped it. So, you know, it looks like timing of when you eat is important. Now, I don't like the idea of telling you what time to eat because your schedules are different. So 9 a.m. for you might be the end of your day. So I don't want to say that, but I do think that when you get up in the morning, whether you want to exercise first or not, your body needs to have calories. It's ready to have calories, and it's ready for nutrition. When you eat one or two big boluses of food, your body can't handle all of that. It eventually will, as the food goes down the gullet into the stomach, into the intestine. But I believe a lot of people will gain weight overall, because what ends up happening is your pancreas starts to look at you as kind of in starvation mode. And if the pancreas says, look, all right, we're going to need insulin, they're about to eat, so let's get a lot of insulin ready. All right, he's only going to eat one meal a day or two meals a day, let's get all the insulin we can. Well, then you get a whole bunch of insulin, and having high circulating insulin is not good for weight at all. You can actually become hypoglycemic if you don't give a meal. Then you're going to feel more hungry. You may actually eat more and take in more calories. You need to be more rhythmic and methodical. Now, what about intermittent fasting? Is it good or bad? Well, some studies have shown that some people do lose a significant amount of weight and have better glucose control with intermittent fasting, but that's not everybody. There was one study that found that intermittent fasting may raise risk of an early death. This was a study of 24,000 Americans who were over 40 years old who ate one meal a day. They were found to be 30% more likely to die from any cause in 15 years as opposed to those who ate three meals a day. So, there's a study for everything, and I get it. These studies sound like they conflict, but I will say what I've always said. It's different strokes for different folks. If you've been intermittent fasting and your blood sugar is good and your cholesterol is good and you're keeping your weight down and it's working for you. And what you're eating when you do intermittent fast is healthy foods. Okay, you might get by without a problem, and it might actually be good for you. But if you are skipping meals, and then you're only having one meal a day where you're having steak and onion rings and mac and cheese and a whole bunch of... No, I think the extra globules are going to go somewhere because they won't be able to metabolize. I think your body won't be able to handle the sugar load, and that's not the healthiest eating. Our bodies need methodical, rhythmic, consistent patterns. When you look at these individuals who are centenarians in Europe, they all say similarly the same thing. Glass of wine, daily exercise, and a routine. They had a routine. They woke up the same time each day, ate the same time each day, pottied the same time each day, walked the same time each day. Bodies like to have consistent patterns. That's how they're designed. The more of a shock you go through, the worse it works. So for those of you that do swing shift and then graveyard and then day shift, your body's not going to do as well. And we see studies that look at higher risk of cancer, higher risk of diabetes, because the body needs a consistent pattern. So intermittent fasting can do amazing things for weight loss if you are choosing good things to eat during those periods of time when you allow eating. So one, let's say, example of intermittent fasting, which isn't as severe, is where you get to eat between, let's say, 12 and 8 during the day. But then after 8 all the way till 12 the next day, you can't eat. Now, that's what a lot of people do when they are when they're at risk for diabetes, where they skip, they only have lunch and dinner, and then they're done. But intermittent fasting is where you might go, let's say, 16 hours. You'll only eat 8 hours a day, 16 hours fasting. And you know, for that, it's, you know, if you're eating between 10 and 6, that's not that bad. But this study says, no, you got to eat early on, and they got to be smaller meals, of course. So if you're intermittent fasting and you're eating a smaller meal when you finally eat, yeah, you might lose weight. If you're eating salads, vegetables, yeah, you might lose weight because you're not snacking on chips and cookies throughout the day. But if you're going to be just eating a big honking meal, no. Your body is like a medical office where, imagine the waiting room, your mouth, the food, the sugar gets broken up, it goes down the hall, which is like your bloodstream. The bloodstream are like a hallway. Insulin needs to get the sugar from the hallway into the doors or from the bloodstream into the rooms. Insulin's the key. So we got to get the sugar from the bloodstream or hallway into the rooms. And sometimes eating less sugar allows you to keep your levels more normal. And exercising increases your insulin sensitivity. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, which is, I guess, now called X. Are they still calling it Twitter? And on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Got some breaking news. Apparently, UPS and Teamsters have reached an agreement averting a strike. If UPS had gone on strike, we could have had some major, major issues. UPS represents 340,000 delivery drivers. They have reached a deal as of today. This is averting a strike that would have happened on August 1st. There is a five-year tentative agreement with the Teamsters Union, including an increase of $7.50 an hour pay for all UPS employees. That's an increase. They don't get paid $7.50 on top of what they're making, including part-timers, as well as the elimination of a lower-paid class of worker and air conditioning units in delivery vans. Yeah, that they needed air conditioning. I am blown away at how these our postal service workers, our UPS, our drivers cannot have air conditioning, and it's miserable. And these cars heat up to hundreds of degrees; it's deadly. So they should get air conditioning. According to Teamsters General President Sean M. O'Brien, we demanded the best contract in the history of UPS. This contract sets a new standard in the labor movement and raises the bar for all workers. Carol Tomey, UPS Chief Executive Officer, praised the deal as well, calling it a win-win-win. The agreement continues to reward UPS's full and part-time employees with industry-leading pay and benefits while retaining the flexibility we need to stay competitive, serve our customers, and keep our business strong. So a strike at UPS was predicted to really mess things up. When UPS went on strike back in 1997, the company permanently lost a lot of its share in the market. Large businesses suffered, small businesses. They say today far more companies, as well as a bigger chunk of our spending, are reliant on delivery and this infrastructure to transport packages across the country within days of purchase. So this strike would have been the largest for a single employer in decades. They, I believe, deliver 59 million packages a day. That's a lot. So hopefully no strike. At the heart of the dispute, of course, was pay and benefits for the company's 150,000 part-time workers. Those who load, sort packages, and warehouse. Part-timers make $16.20 an hour. It is not kept up with inflation. Their pay structure was separated from that of the delivery driver role in the 1980s. Those who are delivery drivers make more money. So UPS officials repeatedly rejected the union's claims that part-timers were underpaid, noting that part-time employees at UPS make an average of $20 an hour in the first 30 days of their job. They also receive annual raises, get the same health benefits as full-time employees, as well as pensions. But they're now things might be a little bit more to the workers' liking, and hopefully we avert a strike. This will, though, result on us paying more. We are going to be paying more for deliveries and for packaging. I mean, they haven't said that, but that is obviously in the making. If they are going to pay now each worker more, they're going to pass on the cost. And so it's interesting that, you know, when we look at these strikes, well, there was a big nursing strike. There's usually every year we have a, you know, nurses that strike, but there was one area. And I don't want to necessarily say, again, because it'll kind of out the company, where the nurses were making six figures, but there was concerns about, and understandably so, overworking, not enough staff per patient, not enough staff for the number of patients, new hires not being trained as well, and a variety of other issues. But, you know, many people were kind of, you know, mixed on you know, are strikes and our unions a good thing because they can hold companies hostage. On the other end, look at why sometimes there has to be that collective agreement, collective bargaining, that unification. There's no air conditioning in these trucks. And I think how these companies got by with it is they said, well, there's no windows. So you're jumping in and out of the car. It doesn't make sense to have air conditioning because you won't be able to cool down. You're already out with the open windows. Well, then have a door on it. Yeah, you know, I get it that it might be easier for a UPS driver to be able to jump in and out of a truck, but if they are burning up or they are freezing, let them close the door. Let them have that extra protection against the temperature, and then makes air conditioning more useful. So these changes are going to be expensive. We'll see what happens. I do agree with what, you know, what their concerns were. And I can't stand it when I see patients who are suffering from heat-related illness or cold-related illness because of work. I understand that many companies started to change. For example, like I think the United States Postal Service in some areas said start delivering the mail earlier so you aren't working in the dead of heat. Maybe we'll start your shift at 6 a.m. And so, companies obviously are going to have to scramble to figure out what to do during bad weather. But we have many workers that work in conditions that are ridiculous. You know, I had to work at a company where they wanted us to be in a mobile clinic, and the mobile clinic didn't have air conditioning, and we were sweating. I couldn't take patients in there. Luckily, I was able to say something, and they said, okay, we're going to scrap it for now. But, workers have to be heard. On the flip side, though, there's a lot of power that they could wield, especially when it comes to pay. And those of us who aren't a part of the conversation usually are the ones that kind of end up paying for it. So I see both sides. I understand. Not a good situation either way, but we have to make sure all our workers are safe. And I think it's common sense that there be air conditioning. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Interesting controversy here is surrounding parking lots. Apparently, state lawmakers are upset about the number of unused parking spaces. There's a dozen states now that are considering ending or reducing parking mandates in the 2023 legislative sessions. Following Oregon's lead, apparently you have many companies that have gone under or they don't utilize their parking. And when you build a building, some states or counties have codes as to how much parking spaces are allowed for that building. Now, me being a physician, finding office space for patients, I needed ample parking. I wanted to make sure there were plenty of handicap parking because my patients would need those. And so for me, the only thing that protected us was there being at least a minimum of parking spaces. But there were places that said, hey, look, sorry, we're only going to give you two or three. That's all we have. Well, then that's not enough for a busy clinic, especially if you guys are taking up the one handicapped parking spot there is. So apparently other states are looking at the environmental, social, economic costs of too much parking for a building. It's one thing that the building takes up land, but what about the parking? And one of the reasons why people are noticing it is now that more individuals are shopping online, they might not necessarily be frequenting the store, hence using the parking space. I'm a little nervous about that because when a place has no parking, we skip it. And when there's not enough parking, that can be dangerous. I've seen people park very ridiculously. You know, I'm not sure why, but people are parking where I do my studio, there's already a struggle of parking. I don't know where these cars are coming from. And so I see people kind of with their car jetted out into the street. I'm like, how is that safe? So I'm mixed on that, but interesting. There's always a controversy around the corner. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.